Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on January 26th, and it is time for your daily dose of reality. For our first story tonight, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has finally ended his filibuster to save the filibuster in an ultimate show of irony as the Senate was held up over the idea that we should remove the filibuster as it has a tendency to hold up the Senate. Oh boy. But now that the filibuster has ended, the Senate will resume session and take up multiple priorities, one of which appears to be another much-needed COVID relief bill. Here is a clip of Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking after the filibuster ended.
No doubt, Congress has passed substantial relief, but looking at the data, we are nowhere close to filling the COVID-sized hole in our economy. Expanded unemployment insurance will once again expire in March. State and local governments, which have already cut over a million jobs, are still reeling from budget deficits and have not received direct assistance. The amount of direct payments to the American people in the previous bill was regrettably much lower than many of us, including myself, wanted. We must continue supporting the rapid and massive distribution of the vaccine.
As you can see, Schumer is on the path toward another COVID relief bill, likely the one proposed by President Biden, which includes direct payments to working Americans. It is good to hear that our Senate will finally begin to work as we are already 6 days into Biden's presidency, which in my opinion is beyond the time to begin legislating in what is crisis times for the United States of America. In other news, the roundup of those involved in the riot at the U.S. Capitol continues as one man was identified by an airport police officer after getting himself kicked off of his flight. John Lolos was the man identified by the officer, according to a CNN article which you can find linked below. Lolos was identified after getting kicked off of his Delta flight for repeatedly, quote, continuously shouting out Trump 2020 on the plane. An airport police officer identified as Officer Braddock was alerted to Lolos being removed from his flight and witnessed him being escorted off the flight. Later during his break, Officer Braddock came across a video of rioters at the Capitol and noticed Lolos in the video wearing the exact same shirt that he was on the flight. Lolos was identified by the officer who contacted Capitol Police, who were able to make the arrest on Lolos, also finding flags in his luggage that matched the ones he was seen with in the video. This is a wild story, but one that I find oddly amusing. That has been your daily dose of reality. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Peace.